fella call it his go fidget.
Sure enough. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard something?
Like never that? Heard that call that.
That's probably just something he made up. And all of these are your
teeth.
You got to talk about a lot of teeth, but just one. The singular. If you knock one out, you knock out one.
Mm, one tooth.
Well, that's fleshy part, right?
Gums.
And this right here is my
palm of your hand.
Yes, I have two
hands. Uh-huh.
What about the so you make
fist?
A, you got two.
Mm-hmm. Two fists.
Sometimes when people get older, they complain that they're getting stiff in their
joints.
And the upper part of the
chest.
And these are your
shoulders.
And this whole thing is my right
leg.
And down at the bottom is my
foot. Foot. Uh-huh.
And you have two
feet.
What about this part? Well, right in front here. You know, when you hit it against something, it really stings.
Shin. Oh, boy.
What about this part right here? Somebody might talk about squatting down on his
hunkers.
Hunkers. Yeah.
You ever call that?
Have you ever heard anything like that? For instead of squat down, somebody might say something else.
Wouldn't be stoop, would it?
Yeah.
Heard
that?
Yeah, hunker down.
Okay, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hunker down. Yeah. What about, or have you ever heard that part that I was talking about called haunches?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Squat down on your haunches.
Mm-hmm.
What about, say if somebody's been sick a while, you might say, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks a little
peaked.
Mm-hmm.
And pale.
What about a man who is very muscular, can lift heavy weights? You say he's very
strong.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that said any other way? Instead of strong, he's very
stout.
Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know. What about somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say he's mighty
jolly.
You know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they get to an age where they're just running into things and tripping over their own feet.
Clumsy.
Very clumsy. Or, say, a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just plain
nutty.
Would people around here ever say, well, he's just plain fool?
Fool. Not likely.
Is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody?
Yeah.
Or what about a person who has a lot of money, but he hangs on to it? Say
stingy and tight.
You can call him tightwad.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that around?
Yeah.
There? What about if you use the word common about a person? What would you mean? Or so-and-so just common?
Well, not educated and then sort of. Well, not Christian-like, kind of, you know.
Kind of trashy.
Yeah, trashy and bad, you know, character or something, just common.
Gosh. Would you ever use that to mean just an average guy? Just common folks? Or
yeah.
You couldn't use it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if you were describing a woman who was about 95 years old, but she still did her own housework and her own cooking, you might say, well, how old she is, she's still mighty
active.
Mm-hmm.
And spry.
Right. Or say if the children are out later than usual.